Wizardy Witch and the Flying Castle by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic. Zoomity zoom, let's go broom, she squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz, and off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was happily chasing a flock of birds across a blustery, sunny sky. The wind at her back, sped the birds along at a fast rate, just how she liked it. The birds squawked and chattered in bird talk. Wiz laughed and squealed, swooping and turning to make the most of her flying. Far below, the land of magic changed from the forest to the mountains. Ahead, Wiz could see the tall castle perched on the edge of the mountainside. This confused her, because it was not there yesterday. Where did you come from? She wondered, waving goodbye to the birds and zooming down to investigate. Wiz briefly glanced behind to watch the flock of birds disappearing around the side of the mountain. When she turned back again, she slammed to a stop in surprise. The castle was gone. What? She exclaimed. Where did you go to? Wiz hunted quickly but found nothing. Then, out of the corner of her eye, she spotted the strangest sight ever. The castle had sprouted enormous wings and was flying off above the clouds towards the north. That is amazing, she giggled. Come on, Broom, let's zoom. Wiz powered after the flying castle. Magically, the castle realized it was being followed and flapped its wings faster and faster to outpace the witch behind it. Wiz didn't believe her eyes. The flying castle was even faster than her. With every beat of its great wings, it flew further away. I am the fastest witch in the land of magic, she declared. You are not beating me. Wiz pulled a large handful of leaves from her satchel, thought hard for a moment, for a very powerful speeding spell, then sang the magic words, Bombs go boom and rockets can zoom, break every record, now onwards broom. The leaves exploded in the brightest flash of multicoloured fireworks, showering her broomstick in magical glitter dust. Wiz fell backwards, nearly falling off. Her screams turned to laughter as she regained her balance. The enchanted broomstick blasted off towards the castle in a flash of red smoke. In seconds, Wiz flew up alongside the speeding castle and landed easily on the top. Go away, a deep voice screamed from somewhere inside an open oak door ahead. Wiz dusted herself off as she was covered in red smoke and magical speckles from her leaves. The door rudely slammed shut just as she looked at it. Keep out, a muffled voice warned unpleasantly. Wiz was curious. Why was the castle angry at her? She tried to open the door, but it stayed firmly closed. I need a door opening spell, she muttered. Wiz searched in her satchel, but realized she had used most of her leaves chasing after this castle. All she had left was one wrinkled old brown leaf and half of a blue leaf. I will never get the door open with those, she grumbled. After several moments of thinking, Wiz devised a plan that didn't involve a magic spell. Hello, she said pleasantly. Please let me come and talk. I didn't mean to upset you. I just love going fast, because I am the fastest witch in the land of magic. And you are really the fastest castle I've ever seen. The castle quivered under her feet. Wiz continued, I really would like to be friends, and just wanted to know why you were flying away so quickly. Do you not like witches? The door ahead creaked cautiously, opening a tiny gap. Wiz put her hand on the door handle and said, I'll not put a spell on you, I promise. Slowly, the gap in the door widened, allowing Wiz to step inside. I'm coming in, said Wizardy Witch gingerly. A winding stone staircase led down into the tower. The staircase had magical lights that followed Wiz as she descended into a great chamber. Hello, called Wiz nervously. Inside, the walls were covered with huge tapestries. Everywhere, statues of kings and queens stood proudly. Are you there? She stuttered. Overhead, flags and banners fluttered magically, without any wind moving them. There were no people anywhere to be seen. Why are you here? A deep booming voice called out from the far end of the hall. I just wanted to chat with you, Wiz spluttered. A gigantic face appeared, out of solid stone, in the wall at the end. Who are you? Said Wiz, grasping her broom ready to zoom off. I am called Fortress, the Flying Castle. And you are Wizardy Witch, the fastest witch in the land of magic. You know me? Wiz sounded surprised. I know of you, young witch. The great Skylar has spoken of you. The face of the fortress grinned approvingly at the mention of the powerful wizard. He is my friend and visits occasionally. My dad works in the king's castle. I have met the great Skylar. He is a bit scary to me. Wiz shivered at the thought of the great wizard. That is no castle, Fortress laughed. It can't even fly. Other castles don't fly, puzzled Wiz. Not any more, said Fortress grumpily. All given up their magic they have. Lost their wings and put down deep roots in the ground. Never get them back, you know. I'm the last of my kind. That's why I fly so fast, to stop the sleeping spell catching me. Is that why the great Skylar likes to visit you? Because you are the last flying castle? Asked Wiz sympathetically. Yes. And to refresh my magic, to keep me moving so quickly. He is very kind, you know, underneath that harsh exterior. Fortress giggled as he spoke, and the whole castle wobbled like an earthquake at his amusement. A bit like you, really, I think, agreed Wiz. I hope you do not get caught by the sleeping spell. I like you, just the way you are. She smiled at the great face, then realized the time. Oh, I have to be going. Mum will be wondering where I am. Fortress nodded. Don't fret, Wizardy Witch. I have flown right over your house. If you leave now, you will be home in a jiffy. He opened a great door ahead that led outside. Wiz thanked the flying castle and zoomed through the arched doorway and down to the ground next to where she lived. The castle was already a tiny dot flying off in the distance. I wonder if we'll meet again, said Wizardy Witch sadly, heading indoors. And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Flying Castle.